Okay, this coming Shabbos is going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Ekev, which begins with the famous statement, "Vayah Ekev Tishmu'un Esa Mishpatim O'ele." If you listen to my Mishpatim, why are Mishpatim as opposed to Eidos and Chukim? The late great Rabbi Dr. Reuven Boka, Zechad Tzadok Livracha, suggested that unlike Eidos and Chukim, one can observe Mishpatim because they are logical, or he could observe them because they are logical and spiritual. So in using the latter reasoning, one becomes concerned not only with the legalities, but also the realities too. And the ultimate test of authentic religious commitment is in the ability to transcend societal norms and observe life on a spiritual plane as well. And so therefore, a person has a responsibility to see life on that spiritual plane together. As a person goes through with the practical and the realistic. Mamrim ha'isim emashem, God says, as the time goes on, he goes on to point out that Jewish people were rebellious with Hashem, so suggests Moshe Rabbeinu. So why does the Pasuk need to highlight that they were rebellious with Hashem? Why don't you just say Mamrim ha'isim? So the late Ulitzke Rav, Rav Zalman Saratskin Zatzal, explained that even on the day of Chei Da'igel, we know that the Jews got them on. In other words, even when we were beneficiaries of chesed and miracles from Hashem, we were so bold as to rebel against him. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the meantime, discusses what he was doing. Ba'isha bahar arboim yom v'arboim layla. I sat on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Now Rashi cites the Gemara Megillah that sitting denotes staying. Ba'isha means I was staying there. Why was it necessary to highlight the staying? So Moshe Zatzal, or Moshe Feinstein, that is, noted that often one who is briefly in a certain place has a hard time learning there, since it's devalued by its briefness. And thus the Torah tells us that Moshe learned in the 40 days with the same concentration that he would have used had he had all of the time in the world. And that should be our goal when we go through life as well. We're told that we should circumcise our hearts. And Rashi notes the inability to listen. That's the orla of the heart. Rav Nosson Wachvogel, Zechad Tzadok Livracha, Mashgiach in Lakewood, explained that the person's heart is pure and senses that which the pure Nesham is supposed to sense also. And the only thing is that it has a tough membrane that makes it hard for purity to flow through. And the Pasuk is showing us how to get rid of the cover on the heart. And the answer is through Yiras Shamayim, a solid sense of heavenly reverence, which helps us understand the world very clearly. Torah tells us, "Umalta mesar las lavavchem," we're told that the land has eretz asher Hashem okecha eretz harimu v'kaos limtara shamayim tishdamayim. That we're told that here it is that the land has mountains and valleys for the rain of shamayim to irrigate. And give the opportunity for things to be irrigated. And so the question becomes, what's going on over here? And Rashi explains that the yield of crops on the mountain is five times the yield of that which is planted in the plain. And Rav Neben Salas Shalita, the great Rav of the Old City, the great Gon, explained that this is the intention of the Gemara in Tainus, that snow is five times more valuable to the mountain than rain is to the plain. And why is that? So Rav Neben Saul explained that the mountain needs five times of the amount of water since they produce five times the crop. And so Rav Neben Saul added that perhaps that's why snow is found more often on the mountains as a chesed of Hashem, since the mountains need five times the rain and snow produces five times the moisture than rain alone. And this, of course, is the intention over here. We read the parsha of Vahayim Shamo in this week's parsha, and we're told La'avdo b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem, that we will serve Hashem with all our hearts and all of our souls. And one might take notice that this section of the Shema doesn't mention u'b'chol me'odechem, which often references wealth. And why is that? So the Katzker Rebbe Zatzal explained that in regard to most people, their search for wealth becomes their soul, and hence there's no need to add words to the Torah. But Moreno Rav Shechter Shalita suggested that this section of the Torah is in the plural, b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. And although there are individuals who might value their property over themselves, the Tzibur does not, since it's not that crazy. He added another level of interpretation from Rav Yosef Engel Zatzal, who explained that in regard to the Tzibur, A financial threat is also a threat to the soul, and the community can be Mechal Shabbos for a communal threat. And so hence the Rav of the police force in the land of Israel allows police to investigate financial crimes on Shabbos according to this. Whether and how far that goes is something Rav Shechta said we probably should pay attention to. Finally, in the Haftorah this week, we're told, "Vatomer Tzion azavani Hashem b'Hashem shechechani." Tzion has left me. And the Sfasemis on the Pasuk Ma Hashem Shoel Meimach, which appears in this week's parish as well. So the Sfasemis explains that you cannot command love where it doesn't exist. So it must be that there's a Nakuda or a spark of love in every Jew that can sometimes be covered. And Rabbi Lam Zatzal added that the intention here is clear. Tzion never despairs of loving Hashem. We only worry that he is done loving us. But here's where we can take solace. As long as we have not lost that nakuda, we can aspire and rely on the hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not forget us. Ki lo yitosh Hashem amo, ben nachlaso lo yazov, and there will be reciprocity. We look forward to that great day, and Be'ezras Hashem will get there real soon. Shabbat shalom to all.